Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again. This is Dr. Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you and you, wherever you might be. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that Dr. Truth is on the air, and we always like to have your comments and the grassroots level. Amen. We always let listeners to call in and to share their biblical experience, and we all can grow thereby. Amen. The subject of this discussion, do I need to save my mind? Do I need to save my mind? Father, we thank you right now. Oh God, you say where two or three touch and agree. Whatever is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. Whatever is loosened in heaven is loosened on the earth. And Lord, we thank you. We ask you to bless our listeners and look upon them as they come and they call and, oh God, and their prayers. And Lord, we know you're able to do everything but fail. And we agree right now, Lord, you can come in and sit and sup with us. Unless the Holy Spirit, amen, he can come. Amen. And the heavens and the angels can come. Amen. And we give you the glory and praise. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Paul made a statement that he can do all things in Christ that strengthen him, amen, because of the fact that there are so many things that are happening today, and I know that many questions concerning, amen, is the Bible is true. Sometimes we don't even consider that, but there are those out there that hate the Word of God, and always fighting against the Word of God, and they always saying that their words are missing, something is going wrong, amen, man days, and the days that Jesus walked the earth, and, you know, they're always bringing up questions and bringing up strife, amen. That's the work of the enemy. That's his job. He started that, amen, way back in the Garden of Eden. Amen. He started that kind of questioning. He started that kind of creating problems, amen, in the thought patterns about God's authority and what the Lord has said. Amen. So when we come out of the garden, the day and time, and we begin to look in the latter days, and we find ourselves, amen, there's so much trouble in the land. So many problems in the land. But you know, the Bible has always been up to date, and the Bible will be always up to date. And God doesn't let his people be, I mean, lost because of a lack of knowledge. Amen. He always let his people know this was going to be happening, that's going to be happening. And it should be reassurance to you. Amen. When you read something in the Bible and begin to study it properly, amen, you begin to see, say, wow, you know, everything God said is true, and the things that we're going through is true. Amen. So when the people are fighting against you and they're fighting against the Word of God, they're really trying to discredit you and discredit the Bible. So we need to always, as saints of God, amen, study the Word of God. Looking at Matthew, we're going to do a little bit in Matthew's, amen, do I need to save my mind? And we notice here in the 24th chapter of Matthew's, when Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came unto him and to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that thou shalt not be thrown down. And then he sat upon the Mount of Olives. The disciples came unto him, probably saying, tell us, when shall those things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And there's always a discussion about the end of the world. And Jesus said here that, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise up against nations, kingdom against kingdoms. There shall be phantoms and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. They shall kill you. You shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. Amen. Because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Taking this scripture here, this chapter, for those that don't believe the Bible, that don't want to accept the church is what God has sent and set up by his son Jesus, and the church is in man's hand, but also, amen, God worked through men and women, amen, and he wants to show the world that he can save, can help, and can deliver people, amen, through his word. Things that are happening, wars and rumors of wars. Amen. We have that now. Nations are rising up against nations. If they don't believe the Bible, then they have really been deceived. Jesus said, be not deceived. All these things here are coming. So those that feel like they have enough time to make their way and do what God say, you know, when these earthquakes and storms now that are rising in the land, so much danger in the land, the average person today, amen, the average person, amen, he will be troubled. And Jesus said, be not troubled. Amen. Be not troubled in mind. Don't let nobody deceive you. Don't let them tell you this, that, and the other. Amen. But the end is not yet. But because we live here and we are human beings and we live in here, we find ourselves beginning to really concern about what's going to happen. And because of the fact that you was brought up, maybe you was brought up in a community of fighting and shooting, amen, and looting, brought up in a community, amen, that went underwater, brought up in an area, amen, so much politics are happening and people being betraying one another, turning their back on one another, amen, and you find your mind, you can't trust anyone, you want to be in control of everything, amen, you don't have a desire to even serve God anymore. And because of, Jesus said, because of sin abound, the love of many will wax cold. The love for your brother, your sister, amen, you have turned so bitter. And all of that comes from the mind. That comes from the mind. That comes from your thinking. We are more complex than you think. And God is concerned about what you think. God is concerned about, yes, he is. He's concerned about how you think. Because what you think about controls your life. It moves you. You know, let's say you out there the day and time, wherever you are, somebody had promised you, amen, they're going to pick you up, they're going to come by and help you or call you. They don't come by. And last early part of the day, now you begin to get thoughts against that person. Amen. When you see them now, you're going to have to really control your thoughts. Amen. And because you say, well, whatever excuse they come up with, amen, you will not accept it. Well, let's look at it this way. Let's take a look at it this way. Yes, your thought patterns depend, and your health depends on how you think. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Your health depends on how you think. Amen. Amen. Your health feels sometimes. And I was in a seminar, and the literature they passed out concerning the health they was discussing, amen, and they're saying that if you speak if you think negative, it's going to affect the way these hormones go in your body. There are some hormones that mind trigger, amen, in case of emergency, amen, and these hormones trigger the body, kind of get it shocked, get it generating, get it speeding up the heart, for you can get ready to meet that emergency. Now, if you constantly thinking 911 in some area, whatever, emergency all the time, and you constantly are jittery and jumping, that put these hormones constantly into your body. It constantly got your body reared up. Amen. Just like you have a high dose of caffeine or drugs or such, whatever it is, to speed the body up. And can you imagine all the time your heart is rapidly running, speeding up. And it comes straightly from how you think. How you think. The Bible always speaks about that. Amen. In Proverbs, the Bible always speaks about that. Amen. And notice what Jesus said. Jesus said, we're going to allude to that in a minute. But notice what Jesus said when he was attacked, and through words and through doctrine, amen, in the wilderness, in the fourth chapter of Matthew, amen. And notice when the enemy came after him, the devil came after him through scripture and thought patterns. And the fourth verse, and the third verse, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Now, that's not words. It's word. Every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Every word. God give you a word, amen, for your life, for your movement today. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. God give you a word, amen, that you can live off of until he give you another word, give you a revelation of a word. And notice, amen, Proverbs 23:7 say, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. He that drinketh and said he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Amen. So when, as a person, think is in your heart, whatever you begin to think and it gets down and begin to meditate on it, amen, so is you. So is you. If you feel, amen, that you really can't make it, or you feel that you feel a little down, and that's why these drugs, amen, alcohol and other seducing type chemicals are so popular, because man cannot stand the grip of the grass, the things that are happening on this earth. When people lose that control of their spirit, like in Proverbs 25:28, it said, he that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. When you have lost, amen, when you feel you have lost concentration, and you have no more to live for, you have no future, and you, man have let you down and betrayed you, amen, and you begin to feel that way, you're going to find yourself, the body begin to react to that. The body will begin to react to that. Amen. So it's best, amen, Philippians talks about, but let me give you one more from from Proverbs 17:22 say, a merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bone. Amen. So it does affect, according to the scripture, it does affect your mind and your spirit. Your mind, if it feels down and broken and brokenhearted and liars, that's why God said all liars shall have their part in the lake. If somebody come along and lie to you and get you disturbed, that's a weapon the enemy used. That's a weapon. The enemy uses that, and it affects your health. It affects your health. There's so much going on today about drama sales because of the, you know, advertising and the different groups of movies and things on the television. Amen. But you need to get a good laugh every now and then. You have to get a merry heart. It's good like medicine. It's good to have a little better laugh every now and then. Amen. A little cheer, and you'll see how better you feel. Amen. Without a lot of chemicals and medicine, amen, to assist you. If you're able to find a positive person or someone around you that will help you, encouraging one another, amen, you'll feel a whole lot better sometimes. And the doctors know that. They know when you are down and you don't have somebody got to come in and try to encourage you to hold on, to fight a little while longer. Amen. They know medically, amen, things that are happening to your body because of your thinking. All right. We're always thankful to have the family, amen, of Blog Talk and sitting in the studio with me, come in. We thank God for you. Amen, to come in and share your opinion about your thought pattern. If God has maybe given you some idea or given you something from time to time, amen. You know, many of us have gone through some health problems, some gone through some bankrupt problems, divorce problems, amen, theft and robbery, amen, a hurricane, losing houses, homes, family members, amen, and how God has... You might not think so, amen. A little small thing, you might not think so, but help turn the light and turn you around, amen. So we are ready to go to the phones now. You know how we operate here, Doctrine of Truth. You can call, but right now I'm giving you the our website that you can go to, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org, and go there any time. Amen. After this broadcast, someone might want to be listening through, amen, through their computer. You can call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. You can join them on their computer, and sometimes you can sit around and review a lot of more other programs as you ride along. But now you can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816 and press 1 on your phone and our technician will put you in. All right, we think we have a call in the studio, 954, last four digit 4427. 954-4427. God bless you.
Blessed be this program. It's good to have good spiritual talk. This topic tonight of saving your minds is so crucial, so very important to the body of Christ, because, you know, to have legal authority to operate in this world, you must be born of a woman, and this was the reasoning for God choosing Mary for Jesus to be born in this world, so he could be legally entry into this world. The enemy has not been born of a woman, so he has no legal authority in this world. So the only place that he can be affected is to attack you in your mind. And your mind is the battleground. The only place that he can operate is to battle you in your mind. So the word of God tells us that to think on these things always, whatever soul is lovely, whatever soul is honorable, whatever soul is pure. He tells us to think on these things always, because the enemy has only one place that he can actually attack us and affect us to do his will. So you must keep your mind on God's word. Keep it on what is pure. Otherwise, the enemy, he has no legal authority other than to battle you in the battleground for your mind. So this is why you got to save your mind and keep it focused on the things of God.
All right, very good. Very good point. Amen. And very thoughtfulness, thinking about it. He's true. He's a fallen angel. And back in the garden, man, that's what he had come after Eve, questioning and doubting and putting that in her mind about what God told Adam. Amen. Very good point. Amen. All right. We have to push another one. You can push one on your phone. Amen. We always have a good start here, men and women of God, bringing up some good points. Amen. And wherever you are, that is the battle. That's the spiritual warfare. That's the battleground. And your studying and your praying, amen, when it comes down to you today, making decisions, what you're going to do, or what would God do? You know, what you think God will do, and what is your next step? And that's where the enemy always fights. Very good point. Very good point. Amen. He was quoting Philippians, the 4th chapter. Amen. Paul was telling the Philippians, amen, concerning their walk with Christ, how to think. He said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things of honest, amen, whatsoever things of good report, think on these things. You know, sometimes you can get traumatized, or people come against you and argue against you, say things against you. Amen. And you have to, you know, think positive. Think positive and forgive. And forgive that all that is in your mind. Amen. Very good. We're moving along. Amen. But anyone else? Amen. Is God concerned about our mind? He concerned about our mind. He concerned. Amen. How you think. How you think. It affects you. It affects you. Peter said that. Peter made a statement concerning. Amen. Peter said, be careful. In other words, I'm paraphrasing a little bit here. Peter was saying that, amen, that the enemy is like a roaring lion, going about to see whom he can devour. He's going to see who he can just leave some questioning and some doubting and, amen, jealous spirit. Oh, that's, oh my God, a jealous spirit. Amen. That started in the garden. That started in the garden, and it came out. And the enemy, Satan himself, amen, he was kicked out of heaven. He wanted to make his own heaven. Amen. He wanted to do his own heaven. Amen. All right, push one on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. Concerning about your mind. Now, things do come and go. Material do come and go. And you'll run of the day, you are talking to others, and others are discussing to you. Involuntary, sometimes voluntary. You be in conversations, and people lure you sometimes into conversations. And this is our daily walk here on this earth. All right, we have another caller, 754-7506. God bless you.
Good afternoon, Bishop. This I was just calling to make a comment on this theme tonight. Scripture coming to me, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. So we have to love God with all our heart, all our mind, because everything, like you say, starts with the mind. Even if we have, I was thinking about Job. Job had to love God regardless of what he lost. He still had the mind to know that God was in control. So we have to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, like the scriptures that tells us to do.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Very good. Very good. Love the Lord thy God with all your mind. Amen. Heart, soul, and strength. It means something. It really do mean something. And it helps us, amen, when we come to Christ. You know, it's helpful to be active in, you know, godly activities. It helps you to put your physical energy into going to church, you know, preparing, going to whatever activity the church have, even being a part of a church, being a part of an assembly. Amen. Because it helped reprogram the mind. Reprogram the mind. All right. God bless you. Amen. If anyone else can push one on your phone. Amen. We got to love the Lord. Love the Lord with your mind. Amen. Soul and strength. Your strength. Strength going after him physically is one thing to talk about it, but another thing to do. Do things. All right, we have in the studio. We have another one in the studio. You push one on your phone. Amen. It's good to hear and do. Sometimes we feel. Okay, we have the same caller. Another caller. And sometimes the enemy bring up such obstacles and make you feel, like Proverbs says, a lazy man will say he's not going outside because there's a lion out there. He's not going out there. Amen. And then you find, amen, and that's nothing but the enemy trying to stop you from being productive. You never know what God got for you, amen, when you begin to move around and try to work out your problems, work out the situation, because we still live here. The information that we have and we accumulated before we got saved, amen, we have to prove that out. Paul made a statement about that, proving out, amen, the information that you have. You got to prove out the information that you have. And make sure what you have learned before you came to Christ, is it godly? Is it godly? All right, you can push one on your phone. We're talking. Amen. Do you need to save your mind? Do you really need to stop thinking the way you think? Does it create a problem to think the way you think? You can push one on your phone, those that are listening. Amen, and we always give you an area code and your last four digits. And maybe God has given you a vision, a dream about how to conduct yourself. Amen. 954 and your last four digits, 4427. 4427.
Yeah, amen, Bishop. You know, I just thinking on this mind thing, and you know, we today in the 21st century, technology has gotten so advanced that we're not even aware of how we are being robbed. Our mind is being stolen from us, and it's done so subtle that we're not even aware. You know, the enemy has always been trying to get us to worship him. You know, Jesus, when he was out in the desert, he never tried to fight the enemy with his own words. He quoted, thus said the word, thus said the Lord. We today have not looked at the subtleness of the enemy, that we look at it as a convenience, and we are getting weak and lazy, that we don't strengthen our mind with the Word of God by studying the Word of God. So now we have devices in the palm of our hand that have us looking to these devices, and actually what we're doing, instead of looking up to God for the answer by studying His Word, we are looking down to Satan now for the answer. We are speaking into the palm of our hands, asking our hand for the answer. You know, we in our homes, they got devices in our homes now. You can ask the device to turn the lights off, or what is any question you have, you can ask the machine, and the machine would give you the answer. So whether it's in the palm of your hand or sitting in your house, and all we're doing is just becoming lazy about studying the Word of God, so we can look and study the truth and look up to the truth of God, but we are looking down to Satan because we are dependent upon the convenience of these devices that we either have in the palm of our hands or sitting in our homes.
Amen. Very good point. Very good point. They will. And we begin to trust the devices and thinking that they are not harmful. And, you know, the enemy coming at us through 666 after a while. Amen. He's really working now, laying a foundation through technology. Amen. Very good points. We have to memorize the Word. Memorizing the Word. Amen. Memorizing the Word, because when we get in a problem, the Holy Spirit brings back up the Word. He brings the Word up. Amen. What you have learned and memorized, the Holy Spirit brings the Word back up. All right. Area code 305-4271 in the studio. 305-4271. God bless you.
How you doing, Bishop?
God bless you, Doctor. How you feeling?
I'm doing well. I just thank God for the words I've heard tonight from the brothers and the sisters there in Fort Lauderdale. I think it's Fort Lauderdale there, 954. But anyways, I'm grateful for what I've heard. I just thinking for myself, that's something the Lord had said to me. He told me about television. He said that television, he said you got to kind of watch yourself there. And watch your focus, because television today is neutralizing. This is what he says. He said neutralizing, that you become naturalized. In other words, you change the focus of your mind. Your attention toward God gets softer, and that's because it's like a mixture in your spirit. The thing that you used to didn't do, that God delivered you from, now you think soft about it, and you wind up saying ain't nothing wrong with it. So I'm saying this because this is what the mind is all about. This is our makeup, where your attention is, where you focus your attention. The Word even talks about where your attention is going to go where your treasures are. If your treasures are in your pocketbook, you ain't going to be giving God much money. You see what I'm saying? So it's a focus. It's a focus. This is why we are connected to God. It's the reality of it. We are connected to heaven through the Spirit, so that it don't take us long to get hold of God. Now, we know that all he's what he said, I'm not the in that mouth, right? when the believer and the people of God, you're going to have a lot of trouble. But just think about it. God put it in your mind. You can call out to him, and he say, I hear you. Even in a day of trouble. Ain't that so? So I'm looking at, should we save our mind? I'm thinking about the word save. Yes. yes, we should save our mind, not in the sense of retain it, but in the sense of cleansing it, changing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about transformation. Your mind got to be changed. You see, I don't care how pretty you are, how well you educate, or how you think, but to to be hooked up with God, you got to change all that. You see, I know a preacher that told me he was a straight A student throughout college. He knew the formulas of chemistry and physics and all that, and he didn't they wouldn't take him in the military because he was so brilliant. But he said when he came down to Jesus, he said he had to forget all that he knew. Ain't that so? Just to get hold that Christ be revealed to him. So we're talking about the mind. The mind got to be transformed. It got to be changed. It got to be cleansed. The way I used to think, you know, the old folks used to say it. We didn't get it like that. The old folks said, the things I used to do, I don't do no more. They said, the places I used to go, I don't go no more. Amen. So our minds, yes, has to be saved. And I have to say that they have to be redeemed. And that Philippians, the chapter, it points out clearly that let this mind be in you. In other words, focus your attention on what I'm saying to you. There is there's another mind available to you. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And God knows I need it today. Jesus had a mind to suffer. So you can understand when they start throwing at him, start hitting on him, and start, he just walked right on all four of them. And then even get mad with them. Ain't that so? So that's what I'm looking at, Bishop. When you got to have a mind to please God, even your faith, you got to just talking to him ain't good enough. You see, sometimes you got to cry out to him when they ain't nothing wrong with you. You see, sometimes you got to call on him when you ain't even heard, because that's what your mind. You want to see him so much, you want to be in his presence so much, until you just don't know what to do. You just have to, as well as you like people and you like crowds, you'll find yourself out in the woods on a big tree somewhere else talking to the Lord. So that's what I'm looking at tonight. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I thought about it. I was a time I was working many years ago. I was in the, delivery business and, from delivering mail and messed around and started having church in the truck, and I pulled up on a turnpipe and caught myself. And I said, oh, Lord. And the tow people were looking at me, and I was looking at them. I said, I know I don't belong on this turnpipe, so I had to go cross the Meridian, cross the Meridian in a county truck, amen, and going, because I was having a good time. I just, the Holy Spirit, he was having church, and being in God's presence, he will show up. God will show up. No praise team, a praise team, and you have your own praise team. Amen. Have your own, fellowship with him. Amen. He will show up and being in God's presence. Amen. And that brings in, when God show up, amen, all the aches and pains and things go when you get God to show up, and he's there. And since we live in this old clunking body, amen, aches and pains and the movement of the limbs get rusty, amen. When the Holy Spirit show up, amen, he's there all the time. But when you begin to draw him in with the mind, amen, everything begin to fall into place. All right, very good as always. Amen, we're getting to move it on. And let's push one on your phone. This world system, amen, is not Christ-like, and once we begin to learn and begin to move by faith, Christian live by faith, we live on faith and walk faith and talk faith. Amen. And that means we got to always got a hope. We always, amen, have a potential, amen, answer for any problem. It's just a matter of us, amen, waiting on God to clarify and make things clear, whatever it might be. If it's health, finance, money, family, whatever it is, you talk to the Lord and let him and wait on him. Rest in God. God doesn't want us to be, amen, all upset and worried. And he's big enough. He don't want you to get yourself all out there bent out of shape and amen. And that's one of the areas the devil come in, the enemy come in when you bring in fear and doubt. His spirit shows up. We already live in his house. Amen. This body going back to the dust, but when the Holy Spirit come in and amen, we've been born again. Okay, area code 305. 4271, I believe. We're going back to area code 305-4271. Well, the technician will put us in here.
You hear me?
All right. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. I just want to make a further quick comment. The Lord help me to say this. There's an area in God, in the spirit, there's an era. A-R-E-A, in God,
mm-hmm.
that you just don't enter in. It's where mm-hmm. God sends revelation, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are open to him, you see, when you are feasting with him, now he gonna feed you. He gonna feed you good. And there's
mm-hmm.
an error there as your mind become tuned into the Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit. See what I'm saying? He's able
mm-hmm.
to talk with you in your language so that he can interact with you. And I said that because you see people be saying, I'm about to lose my mind. They don't know the devil about to beat them down. You don't
right.
lose your mind. Your mind is transformed, you see. Your mind,
mm-hmm.
you open your mind. You give God opportunity. You already his. Amen. But you give
amen.
Him opportunity to show him, to reveal himself. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So I need
amen.
To say that because this is what many times gets in our way. We don't understand God wants to talk to us. He want to use us greatly. You understand? But we focus
mm-hmm.
on the baby crying or something like that, you understand? And we forget, you know, when there's trauma and emotions, we forget, you see. But like the scripture says, when a man's heart is lightened, he'll forget God. Now, that's us now. But it don't
mm-hmm.
deter God's love from coming to you. He right there where he wanted to talk to you from. So this is why we communicate with him. This is why what? We are in, we are up, we are down sometimes, up and down sometimes, up, down. But that's the focus of our life. When you hurt yourself or you bump your head, amen, you get something for it. You don't say, well, I'm dead, come on, bury me. God, I'm trying to show you, God reaches out, his hand is on you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So what we do, we focus our minds on him. We hold him there, let him cleanse us. And this is what repentance is all about. Amen. Just flipping your mind and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm a man, and you know I'm a man, but I didn't intend to do that. I'm sorry. Wash me. That's what I want to put in the bishop.
Amen. Amen. Very good point. Or just flip your mind over to another subject. Amen. And keep your mind on him.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
954, I believe. 954-4427. 954-4427, I believe. God
yes, good Bishop. I think, yes, Bishop, it's such a good topic. I was just thinking, you know, when we leave the world and give ourselves over to Christ Jesus, we are transformed and we are a new creation. And the old self has passed away. Now we begin to study the Word of God. And as we study the Word of God, the Holy Spirit now dwelling in us will bring into remembrance the Word of God. Not the worldly things that are in your mind, but all the Word of God that you study, the Holy Spirit will be faithful to bring it into remembrance. You know, there was a time before you came to Christ, you would feel kind of self-conscious about talking to yourself. But once you become that new creation in Christ Jesus, now you feel comfortable because you are talking. Fellow talking to himself, say, well, you know, you're talking to yourself, and the fellow says, well, I have to talk to somebody intelligent sometime. And, you know, so if the Holy Spirit is in you, dwelling in you, bringing into remembrance the Word of God, now you feel comfortable talking to yourself because you know you're not talking to yourself, but you are talking to the Holy Spirit who is bringing the remembrance of the Word of God that you have studied. He's bringing it to the forefront of your mind. So now you are constantly talking to the Holy Spirit to get counsel on how you go from day to day, moment to moment.
All right. Very good. Very good. Hebrews 4 was talking about the Word of God is sharp and cut between the marrow and the bones. You know, when we speak the Word, amen, St. John 15, talk about when you speak the Word, whatever you say, amen. If you believe and you speak the Word, you can have what you say. That Word dwell in you. We are spiritual weapons, amen, but we are also a representative of God, and we need to do that because look at some of the things that was you remember when you was in the world. Maybe you was memorizing all type of some of the young brothers I was around before I got saved. And, amen. They were memorizing the horses, and, well, how fast they run, and you know, and what table to go, where to go on this numbers, and there's so many things. The mind has to be clean, like you said. The Word is sharp, and the Word will work through songs and spiritual songs, Paul was saying in Ephesians. Amen. All right, we know we're getting ready to turn the corner. We have turned the corner, as always. Amen. We're having such a good time on this subject because it needs to be discussed. Because that's some things that we try to discuss some things when you first get saved and you come into Christ. And it is good to be in that area of your spiritual growth, your spirit, memorizing scriptures, meditating. David said he meditate on them day and night. Amen. Look like 954-4427. Amen. 954-4427. Amen. Back in the studio. Amen. Of the God bless you.
Yeah, Bishop. You know, the God's formula for success and for miracles to happen in your life, to believe only in your heart is not enough. You say you must believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. It's a two-part formula. So when you in your mind, you can have the Word in mind, but you got to speak that Word for it to become effective in your life. You got to speak it. And so when you are studying that Word, speak it aloud. It's not enough to just read it. You need to speak it aloud. Then the power of the Word takes effects in your life because you're believing it, but you got to complete the process by speaking it.
All right, very good, very good. And you know, keep a positive mind, and you might have to write down some words somewhere and remind you. You have a pain, but you say, well, yeah, it's going to be all right. You know, keep speaking it. I remember on a mission field, amen, we were running late trying to get out of a country, and the taxi got there late, and we were really running and coming down through the mountain. And the Holy Spirit said, rest. He just gave me one word, rest. Amen. And when we hit the airport, the plane was delayed. Amen. Because of a hurricane, we're back in the United States. God, like that, Jesus was telling Satan in the wilderness, he said, by man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Amen. You can get one word God can give you. Amen. He encouraged you to speak one word. And those words is a lot into a word. Amen. All right? All right, we're going to take two more callers because we always have prayer. That we still have, we're going to have prayer for those that are listening, amen, that are wrestling with, you know, lack of information. I find when you worry, you get a lack of information, and sometimes you don't process or reach out enough using all this technology that we have to try to solve a problem that you have. And you pray and you read and you sing, amen, and God will show you. He will give you a word, amen, vision and dreams, amen. We thank God for the resources we have, and like I said, it's with the world, so much technology come in and try to distort it and have us to lead the resources of the, you know, prophesying and visions and dream God has given us and speaking, amen. And you speak positive things and believe. The devil believe. He believe, amen. He know there's a God, but he can't be saved. And we got to believe in our heart, amen. And speak it out. And speak it out. Speak it out. Say, Lord, I know you're gonna do it. I know this. And speak it out of your mouth. For your ears can hear, amen. For you can hear what you're saying, amen. That brings Paul said, Paul said he encouraged himself, amen. Same to yourself, speak to yourself, amen. So yes, you need to save your mind. You need to save. James said that in the first chapter of James. James said that, and also Colossians. We're gonna throw Colossians in here, amen. We're getting ready. Colossians, the third chapter, Colossians was saying that, the eighth verse, and now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not to one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man and with his deed. We get put off. Amen. You can, the Spirit of God let you know, don't you start that. Don't you start remembering, worrying. Don't get angry on this thing. Walk away from it. The Word of God, amen, is just a blessing to His people. It's a lamp unto our feet. Amen. All right, now we're going to entertain some prayers. We need some prayers for those that want to be saved, for those that are in Christ, repentance. Thank God for repentance and become godly sorry. Ask God to forgive you, and you accept Him as the Lord and Savior. Say it out from your mouth. You really mean it. Amen. And find a church home. Amen. And get out there and move out. Move among the saints. Move among those that have been there before you. Amen. It means something. It means something. God is what the enemy say or people say. Amen. Those that constantly go into church, go into God's house, their action means so much that you know their mind has been programmed, reprogrammed, and cleansed towards God's system of faith. The just shall live by faith. Amen. Whatever it is, amen. We got to give it to God. Give it to God. All right, we need two, three prayers. We can get in real quickly. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. And pray for those. Amen. God bless you. Go right ahead. 305-4271.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight for our delight, this radio broadcast. We thank you, Father, for being just and kind to us. Thank you for keeping us all day. Now my prayer is for all those that have spoke tonight and for those that are listening, O God. Build us up in our mind, O God, that we waver not in these days. Sanctify us, Lord, and help us to stand in these days. Help us to love one another just like you have loved us, and you approve yourself. Bless Bishop and all his endeavors and his doing, O God, touch his body and his family. And we'll be ever so great to give your name the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you. We have another caller. Let's push one on your phone. We'd like to pray, amen, for the broadcast and the people. Amen. 954-4427.
Father God, we come with, Father God, we come with clear and open mind, thanking you, Lord God, for this broadcast and all those that will gather on this call. Father God, we come with our minds freely open that we might receive the teaching and the wisdom of your word, that our faith would increase in you, Father God. And in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right. All right. The Bible said where two or three come together in his name, there we be in the midst. He'll be in the midst with us. Amen. Whatever is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. Whatever is loosened in heaven is loosened in the earth. Amen. We can't change the world. We can't change the world, but we can change ourselves. We can change ourselves. We can work on ourselves. Amen. One person can do tremendous a lot. Amen. Jesus came. Amen. And he changed the world. God loved the world. Amen. So when we pray and when we talk to others, amen, we love like God love everybody. Amen. Yes, we be saved. We're going through all kind of areas. Amen. Of our thinking and customs. Amen. But God love everybody. Amen. Amen. Love cover a multitude of sins. As always, we thank God for you. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend. If you listen to this program again, you can go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. And click on the media section. And as well, if you'd like to donate, amen, to this broadcast and as we begin to move on and into other areas, amen. Tell a friend, let a friend know, amen. You can listen to these broadcasts later on, night, tomorrow. Always go in the studio. You can listen to it. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for helping us and strengthening us. And God, we ask you a special blessing upon those that have contributed in their life. You have used them, God, in many ways. And we thank you, Lord, for helping us this day, amen, as they go through. And you know, without you, Lord, we're nothing. Without you, we're nothing. We thank God that you're using us, amen, in a mighty way. And we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, bless those, the soldiers and the mothers and grandmothers, amen, as they begin to go through, to overlook our grandmothers that are helping these children, amen, that the enemy had destroyed families and homes through drug abuse and opioids. And Lord, give them this strength and compassion. God, send help to grandmama. Send help to grandfather. Amen. All the grands, those soldiers that are standing there, holding on to this new this young generation. And Lord, we know you able, oh God, to meet their needs and help them in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, meet us there. Meet us there. Oh God, we know there's no depth and no height. Lord, we know you able. And we ask you to bless us now. God bless you. We love you. We love you as always. Doctor, you're true. God bless you.
You love me.
I've been broken.
I've been broken.